Thanks very much indeed to Anne-Marie McDevitt from the RSPB. And as I said at the end of that report, I made a little video so you can go onto our website, rte.ie/Mooney, and have a look at them for yourself. It really is a terrific site. But as we've mentioned, you can go and see them pretty much anywhere in the country. So just keep an eye and an ear out. All right. Simple as that. And it continues right until the end of February. And it's free. Now, increasingly, our weather seems to be anything but predictable, with gardens already waking up from their winter slumber. Snowdrops are coming into bloom and shoots of daffodils and wild plants are eagerly peeping above the ground. Wherever you are, nature's steady stirring can be keenly felt. But if you're living in or visiting Dublin, a trip at this time of year to the Phoenix Park, the largest walled park in Europe, can be one that's hard to beat. With almost 2,000 acres of green space, the park enjoys an incredible richness of flora and fauna, from its iconic wild deer to its vast deciduous tree cover to its diverse mammal and bird species, not to mention the zoo. But just like a Russian doll, within that magnificent wildlife haven lies another refuge, which is the 130-acre grounds of Orisonuteron. President Michael D. Higgins is currently welcoming a specialist team of ecologists from Trinity College Dublin to conduct a detailed year-long biodiversity audit in order to protect this natural environment both now and into the future. Our reporter Terry Flanagan went to the Oris to find out more. And the first person he spoke with was Margaret Gormley, Chief Park Superintendent with the Office of Public Works, which has joined forces with Trinity in conducting this new study.
Margaret, you're the Chief Park Superintendent with the Office of Public Works, and you're responsible for kicking off this whole project here. Tell us a little bit about it.
The Office of Public Works is delighted to be working with Trinity College on the biodiversity audit here in Orisonuteron. The Oris grounds here is an oasis in the centre of Dublin, and we're very, very keen. When the President asked us, would we look at the biodiversity in particular in Oris? He has a very strong agenda on biodiversity and climate change. He has spoken at the National Conference on Biodiversity, and it was one of his strands that he really wanted us to focus on here in Phoenix Park, in particular in the grounds of Orisonuteron.
Well, if we look at the Oris here, the Oris is slap bang in the middle of the Phoenix Park, and the Phoenix Park is, I think, the largest public park in Ireland, probably second largest public park in the world, and it's a unique habitat. And I suppose the Oris is something even more unique because it's in the middle of it, and it's slightly different. Tell us a little bit about the park first.
Well, the park was originally set up as a royal deer park in 1662. So it was enclosed to keep deer in and the people out, where today it's very, very different. But the landscape that we have today is really inherited from a deer grazing of the grounds of the whole Phoenix Park. And I think what is unique within the Oris itself, because this is an area, you know, within the Phoenix Park, that the deer have no access to the Oris. So the understory here in the park is very, very different to the understory that you would get out in the main Phoenix Park.
So there's no way the deer can actually get into the Oris.
If they try to jump in over the wall, they or over the haw-haw, they could. But no deer have. We had deer in here till about 10, 15 years ago. And then the deer were moved out into the Phoenix Park. And we've managed to maintain a secure environment here in the Oris, where we're able to, you know, let the leaves fall on the ground, let, you know, all the different habitats grow here in the Phoenix Park and evolve. And it's very different, you know, within the Oris than out in the Phoenix Park. If you go for a stroll in the Phoenix Park, you will see all the trees, they're browsing, you know, are right up to the head height of a deer. People mightn't realise that.
Which you don't see here.
No, you can see here the trees, the planting. We can let different areas grow up, and we have like different zones for management. You know, we do a light touch management and grass management here within the Oris. So obviously for heads of state and the president coming in and out, there will be an area that's very well manicured. But back behind that, we will let the grass naturalise and let all the various plants come up through that. Where if that was out in the Phoenix Park, it would just be really more a grass mix that you would have.
And it's not just the herbaceous plants, because I'm looking around me here. I'm amazed by the amount of fungi and the variety of fungi that are here. You wouldn't see that outside in the park.
No. You would see a little bit out in the park, but here within the Oris, because we don't have the compaction from the deer or even, you know, the public to that extent, you can see the different levels of the biodiversity, you know, all the different species, the fungi. We've over 70 different types of mosses alone in the Phoenix Park.
Have you done any audits on the park before, a biodiversity audit?
We're all the time doing different studies on the Phoenix Park. Like, we have 35% of all birds that occur in Ireland have been recorded in the Phoenix Park, a number of the endangered and orange listed birds. We have 50% of all mammals that occur in Ireland have been recorded within the Phoenix Park. Like, we know we've 20 badger sets in the Phoenix Park.
20,
six social groups of badger sets. Now, we know where they are. We don't promote that information widely. But the park is a hugely, hugely important area from a biodiversity point of view, and the studies have been done. But I think what is unique with this particular study, it's a year-long study.
So what will you be looking for, or what will you be looking at?
We're looking at everything. All ecosystems within the Auris. Like, in the Phoenix Park generally, we have over 25 different types of habitats, 5 different types of grassland. So we're looking at all of that here within the Auris itself. And I think it'll be very interesting because, you know, some of the areas within the Auris are very well maintained. You know, you're visiting heads of state, formal parterres that were established in the 1800s. And then you have other areas like the wilderness area, which historically was called a wilderness right through the centuries. So to look at all those different habitats and to see, like, we just don't want to record what is here at this particular period of time. We want to look at what good recommendations are we going to get to see how can we improve this from a biodiversity point of view, but yet retain the historical setting here in the Auris.
Now, you said you're going to look at everything. I know, for instance, the fungi are one. What else? You'll be looking at the herbaceous plants?
We're looking at fungi, we're looking at insects, we're looking at aquatics, we're looking at the trees, we're looking at the herbaceous layer.
So really what you're looking to do, first of all, is find out what is there here and what's doing well and what's not doing so well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we will get a very good baseline study, and then the recommendations that will come out of this, you know, how can we improve this area for biodiversity? Which will be very, very key, because you can look around you here and you can see, like, areas where we only cut the grass once a year. And when you walk through these areas, you'll actually see young seedlings of oak trees. We're actually working with Chagas at the moment. We're planting ash trees in here within the grounds of Auris that are resistant to Shalara, the dieback disease. Mm-hmm. So we're all the time looking, how can we improve the biodiversity and the offering that this wonderful location has to offer?
So this project will take a year. I presume then you will publish shortly afterwards.
Absolutely. We're going to publish the report, because really this information, you know, is scientific information that people can learn from, and learn from our experiences here in, you know, in how we manage the grounds of Auris and Uachtaráin. This is a cultural landscape in a city centre, and it's very, very unique. And I think, you know, even not just within the Irish context, but internationally.
And do you think your results will differ from various audits that you've done in the park over the years? Because it is really a subset of the park here.
It's a subset of the park, but it's the most comprehensive audit that we'll have ever done. So I think in that sense, it will be very unique. You're looking at how all the different habitats interact with each other. Like, in the past, we might have looked at a deer study, or we look at a tree study, but we look at them separately, where this report will be very unique. It will look at how all these habitats and ecosystems interact with each other, and then the benefits of that that we can derive from that, that we will be able to roll out, not alone just in the Phoenix Park, but maybe some of our other sites as well.
Terry Flanagan talking to Margaret Gormley, Chief Park Superintendent with the Office of Public Works. Over the next 12 months, the ecology team will quantify both habitat and species diversity on the site, which features both formal and certified organic kitchen gardens, grasslands, wooded areas, and a lake. On board for this project are plant, fungi, insect, bird, mammal, reptile, and amphibian experts. And next week, we'll be hearing from Dr. Paul Dowding, a mycologist and lecturer in botany at Trinity College Dublin. He's also been speaking with Terry at the Auris. That's all we have time for today. My thanks to Aine Nealana and Richard Collins. Our researcher is John Riley. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland. Our producer is Sheila O'Callaghan. And on sound we have Mark McGrath. Until next week, goodbye.
And Mooney Goes Wild was presented by Derek Mooney. And if you'd like to hear more about starlings, check out the Mooney Goes Wild documentary archive at rte.ie/Mooney.